It was a long day at the House Ways and Means Committee, where Republicans and Democrats debated tax increases and breaks as part of President Joe Biden's $3.5 trillion Build Back Better plan for 11 hours. Under the proposal, those making more than $1 million a year would see their taxes increase by nearly 11%. A sticking point for Republicans who balk at tax increases. Southern California Representative Democrat Linda Sanchez says it's a necessary investment in working and low-income communities after Republicans slashed taxes from the wealthiest in 2017.
Not when this package is fully paid for at a time of extraordinary income inequality. This mantra by my Republican colleagues that we shouldn't be making these investments. They want to make the investments for the wealthiest few and for multinational corporations. We want to invest in working families and make sure that we can get people back into the workforce.
Under the tax plan, increases in the child tax credit, which came in coronavirus relief legislation earlier this year, would be extended through 2025. Republicans who have denounced the Democratic spending plan as socialist and job-killing also went after proposed tax breaks for the green energy sector in an effort to frame them as lining the pocketbooks of Democrats' special interests. Democrats are proposing to extend to 5 years the current $7,500 electric vehicle tax credit, with another $4,500 if a car is made by union workers, and $500 more for a U.S.-made battery. But Republicans painted electric vehicles as a bourgeoisie bohemian accessory to be subsidized by working-class taxpayers, the latest symbol of excess.
They are going in through the back door and cutting their taxes by giving them a refundable credit. On one hand, you say we're going to punish American companies and innovators and job creators, but behind closed doors, you're going to give them money that belongs to the taxpayers. This is absolutely insane.
Dan Ferguson of Georgia ticked off a list of tax breaks that he said were for the wealthy. Individuals who make $400,000 would receive under the Democrats' plan.
And let's look at what we're doing to subsidize the wealthy in this tax bill. $11,100 in tuition savings. $12,500 tax credit for a Tesla Model 3 for a college freshman, a $12,500 tax credit for a Model Y for the parents. Okay, so we're going to get the kids and the parents a Tesla. So basically, if you're wealthy living in a blue state, you're going to get $118,000 in tax credits.
Democrats say the plan is in alignment with President Joe Biden's pledge not to raise taxes for anyone who makes more than $400,000 a year. They're also calling for $273 billion in tax breaks for renewable energy and clean electricity, including $42 billion for electric vehicles and $15 billion for a green workforce and environmental items. Democrat Mike Thompson defended portions of the plan, known as the Green Act.
It's a bill that incentivizes the use of renewable energies. And the specific purpose of this is to do two things. One, to reach certain climate change goals, and two, to create jobs. To suggest that this provision does anything short of creating jobs is misleading. And in regard to the climate change provisions of this, a third of our country's underwater, a third of our country's on fire, and a third of our country has no water. We have a climate change crisis. We need to take steps to address this issue. No longer is it acceptable to stick your head in the sand.
Republicans spent the day proposing amendment after amendment, largely attacking proposed tax breaks and subsidies for green energy and attempting to scale down proposed tax increases that will pay for them, but also taking aim at other issues. Republicans took aim at the Affordable Care Act, with language that would limit abortion access tucked into a bill by Texas Republican Lloyd Doggett. California Representative Judy Chu of L.A. caught that one.
The latest in an extreme anti-choice agenda Republicans are trying to push. One main purpose of this amendment contained on page 10 is to deprive women of the full range of health care services they need and deserve in the private health plans they would sign up for with their subsidies.
All Republican lawmakers are expected to vote against the overall legislation, but Republicans are largely sidelined as Democrats are relying on a budget process that will allow them to approve the proposals on their own, if they can muster their slight majority in Congress. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.